My name is Chris, and I'm an alcoholic. Happy to be here tonight. Thank you for everybody coming to hear my story. What it was like for me, I found out in my fourth and fifth step that the majority of my life was lived in fear. Fear of what others thought, fear of disappointing my parents, fear of disappointment of my general peers. It was my childhood was less than tragic. It wasn't picturesque, but it was not traumatic by any means. My drinking was based on a hole inside of me that I did not know was there. Got through the early parts of my life without too much incident. Started drinking alcoholically when I got to college. Joined a fraternity right off the bat, which turns out to be a really good social club for drinking. After 4 years of college, I had four semesters of college. I had about four semesters, 2 years. I had about 30 units of accumulated credits. I had in my last two semesters, I had more U's than grades because U is an incomplete. I didn't actually attend class enough to be graded. After college, I bounced around. I did five states in 10 years, countless jobs. I found early on that jobs in the restaurant industry were awesome for an alcoholic because if you're a bartender or a server, drinking is very easily condoned. And if you're bartending, which I did for about 10 years, you had a ready supply right there in front of you. And nobody really questioned why you smelled like alcohol because you worked around it constantly. A couple years in Maryland, living with mom and dad. 4 years in Connecticut. I spent a 10-day stint in the hospital in Connecticut, and the only people that came to visit me were my parents who lived about 7 hours away. That was kind of an eye-opener, so I decided to geographic again from there to Chicago. And when I was living in Chicago, I burned a few bridges. I was living with a female and ended up in the hospital again with a punctured lung and a broken rib. And while I was there, she decided that she didn't want me living with her anymore, so she packed all my stuff up and brought it to me in my hospital room. It's the kind of things that me as an alcoholic did was I alienated the people that were so close to me that I scared them out of my life. I was the kind of alcoholic who drank every day, any way I could get it. I was the kind of alcoholic that if I had a $5 bill in my pocket, I would go get a pint of vodka and know that I could use that extra dollar to get four packs of Top Ramen. And that'd be my meal for the next day and a half. I was the kind of alcoholic that would come to your house for a party, drink all your alcohol, and then borrow $20 from you on the way out the door so I could get a bottle on my way home. Back in January of 2012, I got really sick. And I know that alcoholism, for me, was the priority in my life. Because the kind of sick that I was, any normal person would have sought medical help. I just continued drinking and smoking a non-alcoholic substance, unapproved alcoholic substance. I went on like that for about a month. And on February 18th of 2012, I decided I was finally sick enough that I needed to see a doctor, but I was too sick to get my butt to the hospital on my own, so I ended up calling an ambulance. And when I got to the hospital, the doctors threw me into a bed and asked for an emergency contact because I had bacterial pneumonia. I was in the stages of multiple organ failure because the bacteria had spread into my blood system, and I was basically on death's doorstep. The solution to that was to put me into a medically induced coma for 6 days and hope that my body was able to bounce back. 6 days later, I woke up in that hospital room in the ICU, and I looked over to my left, and I saw my stepmother sitting in a chair. And I looked up the other side of the room, and there was one of my roommates, and I was completely confused because my stepmother lives in Maryland. And, where's here? I had no idea where the hell I was. And it took about 2 days for the fog to lift and for the medication to wear off so that somebody could explain to me what exactly had happened. The doctors, broke it down for me. And at the same time, I was, told that I was extremely malnourished. I was about 50 pounds underweight. I was diagnosed with alcoholic hepatitis of the liver, which is one step before cirrhosis. and basically told that if I didn't do something about the way that I was living, if I continued the way I was going, that I would be dead in a very short period of time. They also told me that if I hadn't decided to get myself to the hospital when I did, if I decided to stay home and go to sleep that night, that I would not have woken up. So that was kind of the eye-opener that I needed. I think the seal and the cap on that one was when my dad and stepmom told me that they were discussing where they were going to bury me. So I got busy. I had a counselor in the hospital who showed me, went over some options for me for residential recovery. I did some research on those facilities, and I ended up at Pathfinders. Pathfinders is a wonderful facility. If anybody doesn't know, it's kind of like AA boot camp. They give you all the tools you need. They tell you when to eat, when to sleep, when to get up, when to go to bed, when to do your chores, and they leave you all the rest of the time to focus on recovery. And I got there, and shortly after, I found myself a sponsor, and I got busy doing some work. I had a little bit of a problem at the beginning with finding a higher power of my understanding, but my sponsor told me, you know, it only takes 1% of willingness. 1% of willingness to figure out who that higher power is, and then start praying. He said, you know, just before you go to bed, say thank you for helping me to stay sober today. And in the morning, ask your higher power to help you stay sober. And just take it from there. And that's what got the ball rolling for me. I started doing my steps. I started taking life a little more seriously, taking some responsibility for myself and for my actions. And things started getting better. First of all, I started putting on some weight, which I desperately needed. About six months into the program, I had taken a position at the recovery home as a breakfast cook, which gave me a little bit of opportunity to do some service work while doing my recovery. Being in the restaurant industry and a cook by trade, it really helped me to focus on myself. It gave me an opportunity to practice the tools of Alcoholics Anonymous while practicing recovery at the same time. I was truly grateful for that because it gave me a lot of time in the kitchen by myself to think about what was going on in my life. To this day, I still get up every morning and I pray and I ask my higher power to help me stay sober for that day. At the end of the day, I still thank my higher power for helping me to stay sober, for everything that's great in my life, for my life and my sobriety, and for everything that my higher power has done for me and for this program. I have a wonderful job today, the second job that I've had in sobriety that I was able to get because the people that I work with, I'd worked with in the past, and they wanted me to come work for them. The first job I got after sobriety, I started as a part-time brunch cook. And within a year and a half, I was promoted to kitchen manager. And that's because this program has given me the opportunity to be accountable, responsible, and reliable. I showed up every day. I was on time. I was ready and willing to do whatever they asked me to do. And without this program, I never would have been that person. I was always the person before that used to show up 10 minutes late, smelling like alcohol, still drunk from the night before. I would no call, no show. And you know what? This program has given me every opportunity to be the person that all of my family members and friends in the past have seen the potential in, and I'm living up to that to this today. And there's nothing I can say to express the amount of gratitude for this program other than thank you. And I hope that anybody in here who's a newcomer gives it 10% of the chance that you gave to the drinking and the using, and you will be amazed before you're halfway through. Thank you very much. Yeah.